This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Studying with Allen Ginsberg, William Burroughs, and Gregory Corso sounds like it would have been the hippest education imaginable for a college student who devoured beat literature. Let's just say the reality wasn't quite what Sam Cashman expected when he left his parents' house in Long Island in 1976 and enrolled at the new Jack Kerouac School of Disembodied Poetics. Located outside Boulder, Colorado, the school was basically the English department of Naropa University, which was established by the Tibetan Buddhist meditation teacher Chögyam Trungpa Rinpoche. In the new memoir, When I Was Cool, Cashman writes about getting close to the beat writers who had been his heroes. Cashman is also the author of Sinatra Land and is a frequent contributor to Vanity Fair and GQ. Here's a short reading from the beginning of When I Was Cool.
What I didn't quite realize as I packed my bags for the Kerouac School was that Ginsberg, Burroughs, and the rest of the Beats were on the downward slope of their fame. 11 years earlier, Allen had been crowned King of the May in Czechoslovakia. William Burroughs' Naked Lunch, considered a classic novel of nightmare comedy, was nearly 20 years old. Because the core faculty had turned their autobiography into art, their fictional selves lived on in a kind of perpetual youth. But, as I would soon discover, they themselves had grown old. The Beats I would encounter at Naropa were long in the tooth, cranky, full of bowel complaints, and the perils of advanced age. I came downstairs. My parents had a present for me, waiting for me in the car. It was my father, Seymour Cashner. He would be coming with me to Boulder to see that I got settled in okay. My father going with me to the Jack Kerouac School? In the midst of my happiness, another crisis. I felt the cold hand of embarrassment on my shoulder. "Just for the weekend," my mother said. With so many secret fears of what life among the Beats would be like, I was secretly relieved. I'd have my naked brunch at last. But it would be with my father at the other end of the table, eating Baskin-Robbins.
That's Sam Cashner reading from his new book, When I Was Cool, My Life at the Jack Kerouac School. As we can see in the reading that you just did, you were intoxicated by the young Beats who were on the road and who were writing their classic fiction. You weren't prepared for the older versions of them that you encountered when you went to Naropa. How had Ginsberg changed with age from the image that you had in your mind?
Well, the Allen Ginsberg that I came to Naropa expecting to find was very, very different. I wanted the, or thought I had wanted, the outrageous beatnik, the, as Gregory Corso once called them, the commie, sex-crazed, stoned beatniks of the 50s and of legend. And instead, I found someone who had almost institutionalized his legend, who was looking for a way somehow to kind of hang up his beat sneakers and somehow come in off the road. Someone who was, to some degree, I don't want to say trading on his reputation, but who was beginning to sort of codify his fame and his reputation and to somehow lean on the legend. I found someone who was a copious keeper of files. I mean, down to the files. He kept files on the pets of his friends: Gregory's cat, Bill's hound dog. I mean, they all had their own files. He was, in fact, I had come to Naropa to be what they called an apprentice, which was really a kind of personal houseboy, handmaid, and editorial assistant. So. And with Bill Burroughs, the same thing. I thought I would be encountering this great sort of junkie of legend, and instead I got someone who was walking with a cane. So it was a real cold bath for me. I expected a much different kind of crew.
Yeah, and you had written books about, you know, adventures with drugs and everything, and you get there, and when Ginsberg is on the road, his assistant phones the venue where he's going to be reading to let them know what prescription drugs he takes in case he loses them.
That's right.
So did the fact that he was in the period of his life where he needed a lot of prescription drugs for various disorders, did that mean that he was no longer doing the more recreational?